so important that families are able to look at a testimony, look at a family, look at a business.
Listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Okay, that's our computer letting us know who we are and where we are, and we already knew that. So thank you very much. But I just believe it's so important that our listeners are able, and new business owners are able, to look at a family that now we're into the third, fourth generation that is honoring God, and God has been providing. And we pray that God continues to bless Palm Beach Ironworks in a tremendous way. I know there's a lot of growth, there's a lot of change, a lot of competition, but we just pray that the Lord continues to bless them and raise them up in a mighty way. So we're going to go to a song, and this song is a song that it's a few years old now, but it is still quite popular. It's called The Blessing. And what I like about this song is it talks about the generations, that the blessing of God is, and the scripture talks about that going to 1,000 generations, where the curse or the sins of the fathers, that sin is going to endeavor to show back up to the third and the fourth generation. But thank God for salvation and the power that's in the name of Jesus and the power of the blood that breaks that curse. And so the blessing goes to 1,000 generations. The curse may try to reach out to 4. But this is how powerful the work of Christ is in our life. It's absolutely awesome. All right, we're going to go to this song, The Blessing. And again, I'm going to play this on behalf of the Higgins family. And I'm going to play it in memory of our dear friend Jim Higgins Sr., who's now with the Lord, and his wife, who has been such a precious lady, woman of God, witnessing where she is, who continues to give and lift up Jesus Christ. The Blessing.
Amen. favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family.
All right. Just playing that song in memory of Jim Higgins Sr. and playing it as a declaration over every family that's lifting up Jesus Christ. Our plan is to see our entire family serving God and to see the blessing of the Lord reaching out to those who yet are not quite in the kingdom yet. I love that promise of God. That is my desire, to see my family serving God. Includes the moms, the dads, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, claiming our families for Jesus Christ. We pray over that. We pray for our Jerusalem, that our Jerusalem would be saved, that our businesses, that we would be able to have many godly businessmen and women throughout the Treasure Coast, up and down the coast of Florida, serving God, lifting up Jesus. Here's a first-time giver calling in, Rosa, and Rosa is making a $100 donation. Thank you very much, from Lake Worth. And that is going to be the first donation that goes in toward the Palm Beach Iron Works, and that is going to be a great blessing. Let's give the phone numbers out.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Now, I have noticed this prayer and share that Lake Worth is like stepping to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually like it was Port St. Lucie, you know, seems to be the one coming in with a lot of donations, but Lake Worth. Have you noticed that, Jonathan?
There's been a lot from Lake Worth. In fact, we've had two or three or four donations in a row from Lake Worth. That's really excellent.
So the Lord is moving in Lake Worth.
Praise God. And we celebrate mm-hmm. that. We yes, celebrate amen. That. That is praise God. Yeah, so we are right now at $9,900 because we are already chipping away on this $10,000. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, this $9,900, this is, we don't have any other matching funds in the wing. So we are in the last day, and we are getting close to lunchtime. We're really in the last less than 7 hours, and we have such a long ways to go. But we have a mighty big God, mighty big Amen. God, and we're believing that the Lord is touching the hearts of our family, our listeners. God is blessing you. Some of you have been blessed in ways that you can step up and you can give in amazing ways. And so we just thank you. Let's get the numbers out again. Somebody's going to want to call.
The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
We are going to check online. I haven't checked in a little bit. And sorry, I have a Ricola in my mouth, so it probably sounds a little strange, but yeah. That's part of the day.
You know, the 10th day of prayer and share were all sounding strange, Jonathan.
We're sounding like that on the first day.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, we won't deny that. That's very possible as well. First time giver, Rosa, so great to hear from you. Thank you for making that call. And thank you for challenging others who have listened for a while but never called in with a gift. Give us a shout. And, of course, Karen's looking for someone to be online. And let us know what did you want people to communicate?
Oh, you know, what you like about WCNO. You know, if you like the music, let us know you like the music.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody in particular. Or if you like the programming, and which programs do you like? You can let us know what you don't like as well.
Well, that's true, too.
That's true.
That is true.
So you're welcome to do that at WCNO.com. Use the prayer request form, which is both for prayer or comments.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple callers online. We have other phone lines that are open. So give us a shout, 772-221-1100. And we need to keep 3-4 phones active all day today. We need to receive several hundred calls to be able to get where we need to go. And we are making progress, and we thank you for your call, 772-221-1100. And Rosa said, been listening for quite a long time.
Praise
God. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome. Thank you.
And she heard us talking about that. If you've been listening a long time, you haven't given, then this would be a great time to give. So she responded, praise
Amen.
God.
And that is excellent.
I have a little snippet.
You have a snippet.
I want to share. It's really a neat revelation. I was out in the lobby a little bit ago, and was talking to Chelsea, our intern.
Yes.
And the song that was playing was Phil Wickham's It's Always Been You. And she said to me, she said, you know, it's one of my favorite songs, and I've not ever heard that on any other Christian station. And I thought, well, that's awesome. And so, and I wrote it down, Jonathan, because you may have an urge at some point to play that again for Chelsea in honor of her interning with us.
That is pretty great. Did we get a number for it?
Yes, 00507.
Oh, good. Just bring it on
over
here.
That to you.
We'll figure out.
I thought, now she's a 13-year-old of that, the Gen Z folk, and they're coming to the Lord in great numbers. And, you know, here is someone we're trying to reach.
Yes.
And we are, in a sense, you know, already we have some content that's touching their lives. This is one of her favorite tunes.
Isn't that great?
It was really neat to hear that.
That's great to hear. It's great to hear. Again, Rosa saying, been listening for quite a long time, making a call, first-time giver to WCNO. And if you have never given to WCNO, but this ministry has been a blessing to you, maybe the teaching, let us know what the teaching programs are that you're receiving ministry from. That would be good news for us to hear. And also let us know what your donation is today. And so we thank you very much, Rosa, for that $100. And that got us off and moving with the Palm Beach Ironworks donation. And that we're looking to get matched up here as soon as possible. I am going to, even though it's going to take a few minutes to play, I'm going to go to Jim Higgins Sr. testimony, because Jim had such a vision for getting the gospel out. And his heart was to tell everybody that he could about the love of God, salvation through Jesus Christ, and communicate that message. And he lived his life that way. His family, they lived their life that way. And it's quite amazing. And when the company makes available $10,000, that is a lot of money for this ministry to come into the budget today. And they have been giving, supporting for many years. They support monthly in addition to this. The business does. And so this is absolutely huge. And Jim's challenge to other businesses would be, and we actually have his challenge here available as well, may play it later. Step up with $1,000. Trust God with your business. Let God be the CEO of your business. Trust him with your business, as Jim Higgins Sr. did. And God blessed over many, many years. I know we often have had, we've been able to do some interviews with some of the family, and maybe we will today. I know they're very busy, and also there may have been some hindrances from us getting online, but that may happen before the day's up. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But in any case, we're able to say thank you, Father, for godly people, many of you are godly people, who are willing to stand up and to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you recognize the importance of doing that right here on WCNO. Candace from Port St. Lucie, with a one-time pledge of $100, that is going to help us too, Candace, and that $100 is going to bring us down to $9,800 remaining in that wonderful donation coming in from Palm Beach Ironworks. Going to go to Jim Higgins Sr., and of course, Jim Higgins Sr. is with the Lord, but he's still speaking to us.
Amen. All righty. Good afternoon. This is Jonathan, and I am so glad that you are joining us today on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we do have a special friend of the ministry. We're going to look to bring Jim on air here in just a minute. Jim, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I believe we have it coming through now, and it's coming through on the recording. Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, Jim, we haven't actually talked since the last prayer and share, but one thing that God kind of put on my heart was that we are so blessed as a ministry to have businesses that are God-honoring, business owners that are God-honoring, and all of us have a testimony, but to bring some of our businesses and the business owners on the air and give you an opportunity to just share a little bit about who you are, what your business does, and most importantly, who Christ is to you. And we welcome you, Jim, from Palm Beach Ironworks, Jim Higgins, today to be with us on WCNO.
Okay. Well, let me start off by saying that I started Palm Beach Ironworks in 1973, and I turned my stock over to my son in 2012, and he gave some of his stock to my grandson, his son. So it's been a family operation for 46 years, almost 47 now. My wife still goes to work every day. She's 84 years old, and she goes in every day. She goes in late, comes home early, but she's there. She's interested, and it gives her something to do. But we've been so blessed over the years, and I shared this last time I talked on the air that when I started my business in 73, I went down in front of Westside Baptist Church and dedicated it to Jesus Christ, and he became my partner at that time in business. Mm. He had already become my partner. He had already become my Savior, say. I'm his partner now, and I got saved February 1976. And I started my business in 73. But he has been so good to me over the years and allowed me, gave me the heart to share with others. That's what I'm most proud of. I'm not prideful proud. I'm proud that Jesus Christ would pick me to be a blessing to others. He does the blessing, but he uses me as a tool, you see.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful for that. And I'll tell you a little story right quick. I don't want to belabor this. I know they've got funds to raise, and we will pray about that. But I told my doctor recently, I said, Doctor, 84 years ago, in a little town in southern Illinois, Centralia, Illinois was the name of the town, a lady had a little 7-month preemie baby, and the little fellow only weighed 3.5 pounds, and he was having convulsions. The doctor said to feed him tempered whiskey. But they didn't do that. But my my grandma and grandpa came and knelt at the foot of the bed, and I never had another convulsion after that. But that was Jimmy Roy Higgins. Now, I tell you that to tell you this. God has a plan for everyone that is born. He had a plan for me. There is now Jimmy Roy Higgins Jr. There is Jimmy Roy Higgins III. And May the 16th, God willing, there's going to be Jimmy Roy Higgins IV.
Oh, hallelujah.
They're going to call him J.R.
J.R. Wow.
So anyway, God did have a plan. He does have a plan. And let me thank him right now for Jonathan and the rest of the staff at the radio station. Such a wonderful station to proclaim the word. And we know that Jesus is the word.
Amen. Amen.
And that if we have Jesus in our heart, we know that when we depart this earth, we're going to live with him forever in heaven.
Amen.
Oh, what a blessing Amen. That is. What a blessed thing to have a Savior that created the heavens and the earth, then took on the form of a man and gave his life that he might reclaim us back to himself. Father God, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for what he means to me personally. But I thank you, Father, for what he means to the world today. People are blind and they don't see this, Father, but I pray for those. I pray for those that are blind in spirit. I pray for those, Father, that just don't have an interest. They don't know the danger they're in, Father God. But you tell us in your word that if we don't know Christ as our Savior, that if we die in our sins, that the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. That's such a frightening thought for a believer, Father. As believers, we don't want to see anybody go to hell. That's why we give our testimony. That's why, Father, we tell people about Jesus Christ
yes.
and give them the opportunity to accept him as their Savior.
Amen.
And we thank you, Father. I thank you for everybody I speak to about Jesus. And I pray for this radio station, Father. Meet the needs of the station that our Savior might be glorified and that those that are lost might be reclaimed and live with him in heaven forever. Father, I am nothing by myself, but when I accepted Jesus and he came into my heart, he gave me a spirit to speak to others, Father. The Holy Spirit speaks through me. Anything that's good that comes out of me comes from the Spirit, and I know that. And I pray that those today listening to the program would open their wallets, reach in their pocket. If they've got some change in there that they, whether it's change or whether it's $100 bill or $1,000, Father, you know the heart.
Amen. Amen.
And you bless according to their giving from their heart. And we thank you for that. And I pray for those that are listening that they might give so they can get a blessing from you. And Father God, we just ask everything that we ask in the precious name of our Savior. Until we meet him, Father,
Amen.
We pray in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You always lift us up here, and you lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, which is really the most important thing. I wish that I had the opportunity of knowing you personally, but I'll tell you, when you called in at the last prayer and share, I just wanted to give you a big hug.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I need every hug I can get.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We will meet one day here. If we don't meet here, we'll meet in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jim, you want to tell us, we were talking a little bit about during tough times, how Christian people look at the times differently, and how we look at things you just mentioned in regards to giving and such forth.
Well, yes, the giving part of it, of course. I thank God that He has given me a giving heart. I know there's a lot of people that God does bless, but they don't give back as they probably should. But let me say this. We all have our own convictions. Now, what I may give percentage-wise of whatever I have income or whatever, the man next to me, we're not buying our salvation to begin with.
Amen.
But what we need to realize is that whatever we give the Lord, He blesses us for that. And He says that if you'll give, I'll open the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out a blessing. Now, He don't say, I'm going to make you a millionaire. He says, I'm going to pour you out a blessing. It may be your health. It may be your family. It may be a little baby that you're going to have. This is going to be my little great-grandson born in May. I hope God allows me to see the little fella.
Amen.
If I don't, I will see him one day in heaven. Yes. But I hope He lets me see Him here on earth as well. And but anything I could say that would encourage anybody to give, that's what I would want to do. And I'm going to ask my friends right now, people that know me that might be listening, send a donation in and help the radio station if you can. Please let the Lord talk to your heart and do whatever He tells you to do. And I'll give Him all the thanks. I deserve nothing, but Jesus deserves it all.
Amen.
All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Praise His wonderful name.
Amen. Amen. Well, how long have you been married, Jim? You're talking about your young wife going to work early in the morning.
My little wife and I met in 1954. We knew each other about 7 weeks and got married. And we've been married 65 years.
Oh, God bless you. Incredible. 65
and
years.
And I'm telling you, it's been very hard for her, but... she waits on me hand and foot, and I thank God for her every day. But she's a sweet lady.
Well, that's a blessing, and I love to celebrate the faithfulness of God. All of us in our life and our journey, we face valleys and we face mountains, but like to let all of our young people know that God is still building strong Christian marriages, building strong families, and is at work in families and businesses where God is honored. And you're just a great testimony. Your testimony is just a great witness to that.
Well, I praise the Lord for that. It's nothing of my own doing. He deserves all the credit, and that's who I give it to.
Amen.
And but I do thank God for raising up people like you and Sherry and the rest of your staff there. And another man I just love was Tom Creighton. And I just pray for Tom. I pray that God will use him. And I understand that his wife is having a little problems. But I pray that God will take care of that. He does take care of us every day, every moment. He takes care of us, and I thank Him for that.
Amen. Well, I will definitely let Tom know that we spoke today and that you send you send your love and your prayer to him. And I know that Tom has been looking to get a little more active, a little more involved in the area where he lives now in regards to ministry. And, of course, we all know that Tom has had a great heart for the Lord and for ministry. And so the Lord is using him, and he is making himself available for that. And I believe that's part of the transition that's happening now.
I know you folks have always been an encouragement to me, and I want to thank you for that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listening audience? You have a lot of people out here today, and I know you've lifted up Jesus.
I notice your offerings have been coming in very slowly, and I would like to go ahead and whatever is left on that man's tab there, I want to go ahead and get him closed out and get on with the program. I'll pay the difference of whatever it takes to meet his, I think it was $1,325.
That's correct.
So I'll go ahead and pay that so you can get on with your programming. It's a very important thing that you're doing, and God deserves our money as well as our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Jim, you are a dear friend of the King and of the kingdom and of this ministry, and we thank you for your faithfulness to God, for your faithful witness. And I know that you're an example to many other people, and you're certainly a witness to us. So thank you for coming on air and sharing with us today. Listen, any day God put something on your heart, give us a shout. We'd love to work you into our programming, because you always exalt the Lord when you speak.
Amen.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. And I'll let you go then. And,
all right.
And thank you very much.
Thank you, and God's blessings to you, to your business, and all of your family, and to that that grandchild that's on the way.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
Okay.
God bless you, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
What a great man of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Always good to hear from him.
Want to just say praise God that
thank you.
There are leaders in the kingdom.
Yes.
And they're leaders because they stand up and they take a stand for God. And the first time I talked with this man and just heard his heart, I could just sense the love of Jesus just in a powerful way. And
amen.
Only God knows how many people are touched through our lives individually. But when you sow into ministries, and I know that Jim is a sower, I know he's told us before that God has blessed him, and I know God has, and that's because he has a giving heart, and that was beautiful for him to share that. Talking with Jim Higgins from Palm Beach Ironworks, and once again to him and all of his family, we just say thank you so much for your love of the Lord and your love of this ministry. Your partnership has been most valuable. And that, of course, was Jim Higgins. He is now with the Lord, but his legacy lives on, and his ministry lives on, and his partnership with us lives on through his wife and through the company that he established. What a great testimony and a great challenge to all of us to live the life before our wife, with our children, before our children, with those that we work with, those that may be employees with us, and know that God has a plan to bless our families, to redeem our families. And
amen.
So let's give the phone number out. I don't think we had that phone number given at all during that entire testimony, as Jim had shared that with us, and that goes back a few years now.
It does. Well, the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And if my friend Tim Quackenboss is listening, I saw you called in. I was tied up, wasn't able to take the call. I will try to get back to you. We have a donation coming in from the Warners. We have $50 coming in from Bob and Esther, and I should not be mentioning last names, I suppose, but from Bob and Esther, we have $50 that's coming in from Michael.